One question that came up on Friday night at the table. The Balabayit set up the water urn from before Shabbat. The pump came Friday night after the dinner. They had dessert, so the Balat Abayit goes to the pump. The pump doesn't work, so she wants to open the lid, the pump for the hot water. They push the top of it,
and like a water warmer.
Thermos. So what happens? She wants to know, can she open it? No lights go on when she opens it. It's on Shabbat mode. And she wants to take a ladle and draw the water out. What's her question? She heard a subject of serving food from a pot that's on a fire. So the question is that permissible or not? Well, let's go back to a regular law. There's a law that says, if you have food that's on a fire, let's say, or it's on, let's say, a blech or a hot plate, as long as it's on that mechanism, you're not allowed to mix it. That's called megis. It means you want to take a spoon, you want to turn it, you want to mix it, stir it. That's called megis. Even if it's fully cooked, al minhag is not to be megis when it's on the fire. Could be it looks like you're cooking. Even if it's fully cooked, if it's not fully cooked, for sure it's a soup. Because now by turning it over, you're speeding up the cooking. So that's for sure it could be soup deoraita. But even not, even if it's fully cooked, megis, we're mahmir on not to do. So then the question is, in this case over here, is there a problem? I'm not being megis. I'm taking the water out. I'm serving. I'm not megis. Goes back to a regular question. If I have food on the fire, am I allowed to serve from it without mixing it? Can I just take my ladle and serve? I'm not mixing anything. I just want to serve from it. It's a big machloket amongst the poskim. If by regular food that's on a fire, are you allowed to serve, or do you have to take it off the fire mechanism? It's a discussion for another time. But clearly when it comes to water, Rav Moshe Feinstein was lenient. And he said that there's no problem in this case to take the ladle, to go into the urn, even if it was on an actual fire. Koshkin, in this case, it's really not on a fire. It's in a mechanism where the fire is not even revealed. He writes this in Igrot Moshe. It's in Ora Hayim Siman Ayin Dalet Ot Yud Dalet. He's quoting from the Gaon Mikutna. The Bimayim Levad and Bo Mishum Megis. There's not even a problem of Megis in such a case. Could be the reason is because water, the more you stir it, it gets worse because it evaporates, it gets cooked faster, and therefore it gets worse. In any event, la'alakha l'ma'aseh, in that case it would have been permissible for the Balat Abayit, even those that are strict in other cases of serving when something's on a fire mechanism. But clearly when it comes to water, kula'alma, Rav Moshe already and Yakut Yosef brings it in Shabbat and Daf Kuf Lamed Vav in the notes, that it would be mutat to take directly from the urn, scoop it out, and serve. Of course, just as a note, one would have to be careful if there's leftovers in the ladle, she cannot pour it back into the urn, because then she's cooking those waters. Once she takes the water out, of course it cools off. Now she's putting it back in, so she's cooking the waters. So we're just talking about when she goes in. Now even though if she goes in a few times to get more water, there's some drops on the bottom of the ladle and things like that. So yeah, we had leniencies from Achem Ben Sion. It's less than a shi'ur, and they were cooked once already. And therefore, and you're not mitkaven to heat them up. There's enough leniencies for the little droplets that are on the ladle without having to worry about drying it and going back in. But the answer to the question was to go back in directly to draw the water out. There is no problem of hagasa when it comes to water.